Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Katz, Shlomo Ben Avraham, Dorit Batsara, and Shifra Batsara, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Harav Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. We want to speak about the anti-democratic, oppressive tactics of the Israeli Supreme Court, of the Israeli establishment in general. Because Israel is not the only democracy in the Middle East. Israel is not a free country in any sense of the word. In fact, as much as there are limitations, sometimes unjust limitations, on freedom and political expression here in the United States, the situation in Israel is much worse. We're speaking in particular about a case that's coming up in a few hours after the taping of this program. The Israeli Supreme Court is going to decide whether or not to ban Michael Ben-Ari from running for the Knesset, for the Israeli parliament, in next month's elections. First of all, let's explain a couple of things about Michael Ben-Ari. We don't support his candidacy. And we have opposed his candidacy. We support Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party. And we've had a lot of differences with Michael Ben-Ari, among other things, because he, for some reason, decided to say that I'm not really banned from going to Israel. He said things about me that were untrue, that were smears. Why he and Baruch Marzel, from the same political movement, decided to do this, from Otzma Yehudit, why they decided to do this, I don't know, but they did. And I proved in other videos that what they were saying wasn't true. So we have opposed their candidacies, not just based upon what they did to me personally, but also based upon the fact that they run with people who are sellouts. And so we don't support their candidacy. But even if we disagree with what they stand for, and even if we don't like what they did to me personally, they did an injustice to me, they made up stories about me and undercut my campaign to get into Israel. Even if we don't like that, we will protest when an injustice is being done. And there is no reason for the Supreme Court to ban Michael Ben-Ari from running for the Knesset. He has every right to run for the Knesset. It is an outrage that they want to ban him from running for the Knesset. And they want to ban him because they claim that he's a so-called Kahanist. He really isn't. He really doesn't agree with the positions of Morenu v'Rabbeinu Harav Mir Kahana Zecher Tzedik v'Kadosh Livracha Hashem Yikom Damo, our beloved blessed Rabbi, Rabbi Meir Kahana, may God avenge his blood. He really doesn't agree with Rabbi Kahana's positions. We, by the way, are loyal. We're loyal and are loyal to Rabbi Kahana. He has not been. And yet still they want to ban him. Still they want to prevent him from running for the Knesset because there is no true free expression in Israel. Because he dared to say that he just said that most of the Arabs in Israel are against the state of Israel. Most of the Arabs in Israel are the enemy. He said most. That's all he said, which is a provable fact. And they want to ban him for doing that. And so we protest that. I cut a video in Hebrew protesting it. We're protesting it on this video in English. Even though, again, he's running in another party against the party that we support, and even though, again, you know, there are things he did to me personally that I didn't like, still, when an injustice is done, we speak out against that injustice, and this is an injustice. The same radical left Israeli Supreme Court that wants to ban Michael Ben-Ari is allowing Arab terrorist parties to run for the Knesset. Literally, supporters of Arab terrorism, of Islamic terrorism, Arab Knesset members who have expressed support for Hezbollah and Hamas and Fatah organizations that openly say that all non-Muslim infidels should be exterminated, openly call for genocide against the Jews of Israel, openly call for another Holocaust, openly call for the destruction of the state of Israel. And yet they're allowed to run. They're not going to be banned. They can do anything they want, say anything they want. They sit in the Knesset. They have the license to murder. They literally have a license to murder. Organizations like Fatah and the PLO have murdered 2,000 Jews, and the Netanyahu government gives them billions of dollars in assistance. Free electricity, free water, free food, free housing, free education to the murderers of thousands of Jews. And by the way, if you think it's the radical left, just the radical left Supreme Court, Netanyahu and his government, and the people, by the way, ironically, that Michael Ben-Ari is running with, they're the ones that put these judges on the Supreme Court. They're the ones that allow this system to continue, where only radical left judges serve on the Supreme Court in Israel. The Supreme Court in Israel, 95% of the judges are from the radical left. 95% of the judges are Jewish anti-Semites. And the Netanyahu government won't allow any changes in the way they pick Supreme Court judges. And Michael Ben-Ari and Itamar Ben-Gvir from Otzma and all these other parties, the Jewish Home Party, Naftali Bennett, Bezalel Smotrich, they all support Netanyahu. They support, they say Netanyahu is the right. He's the right-wing leader, the right-wing government, when he allows the Supreme Court to be completely controlled by the radical left. And Netanyahu deliberately does that because he wants to be able to give away land. He wants to throw Jews out of their homes. He wants to cave in and capitulate to all the demands of Jew-hating leaders around the world that want Israel to commit suicide. He wants to give in and wants to capitulate and has done so over and over again, and then uses the Supreme Court as his excuse. And he has all these excuses of why his hands are tied. His hands aren't tied. He can replace all of those Supreme Court judges. A simple Knesset majority vote can be used to replace those Supreme Court judges and to change the way Supreme Court judges are selected. But all the parties in Israel have allowed this to go on. They are all guilty, except for Moshe Feiglin and Zehut, who want to change what happens on the Supreme Court. And so Michael Ben-Ari, in a way, is a victim of the people that he himself is running with. Because the people he's running with in this new... Three parties got together, including Otzma, and decided they're all going to run together on one list. The other two parties that are running with Otzma are people who are part of the system that created this nightmare of a radical left Supreme Court. But in any event, still, Michael Ben-Ari does not deserve to be banned. It's an outrage to ban him. It would be a tremendous disgrace. And again, they're banning him, and he's a bluff. He's not even true. He's not a real Kahanist in any way. He's not even a real right winger. And they're banning him, and they're allowing Arab terrorist parties to run. That's an outrage. He should be allowed to run. The only people that should be banned are people that want to destroy Israel and harm Israel and harm the Jewish people. They should be banned. If somebody is subversive and wants to murder you and your family, you have a right to ban them. You have a right to defend yourself. But anyone else, because of a difference of opinion, because of your views and opinions, to ban you, you can't pretend you're a democracy and a free country when you behave like that. That's fascistic behavior, what the Supreme Court does in Israel. This is fascism. Now, we again are opposing the banning, and we're doing videos in English and in Hebrew opposing the banning. Even though, again, we support Michael Ben-Ari's opponent, Moshe Feiglin from the Zehut Party. And even though Moshe Feiglin from the Zehut Party theoretically could benefit from Ben-Ari being banned, but we don't want to benefit from this. We don't want to benefit by playing dirty. We want to win fair and square because we really are honest. And Moshe Feiglin really is an honest person. And we in JTF are honest people. We don't want to win like that. We're not like that. And so when we see something like this done, we're going to oppose it. Now, let me remind you what happened to our great leader, the greatest Jewish leader in modern Jewish history, Harav Meir Kahana, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, Harav Kahana. Harav Kahana was elected to the Knesset in 1984. He got one seat out of 120 seats. He just got one seat. In those days, you could get elected with just winning one seat. Now you need four seats They upped it. They increased the threshold. Now you need to win 4 seats in order to get in. But at that time, you needed just to win 1 seat out of 120 seats. It was actually a minimum of 1%. You needed a minimum of 1% of the vote, which is a little bit more than 1/120th of the vote. But anyway, I don't want to go into all the details and mix everybody up. You needed 1% of the vote, which got you 1 seat. And Rabbi Kahana got that 1 seat. From that 1 seat, he was such a breath of fresh air and such a voice of common sense, and everybody attacked him. Oh, they were hysterical. I mean, he got more publicity. There was a study done that showed that he was getting more coverage in the Israeli media than the prime minister of Israel, than the leader of the country. That would be like if a local congressman was getting more attention than Donald Trump. That's what was happening when Rabbi Kahana was in the Knesset. He got so much attention, and they condemned him so hysterically from all across the political spectrum. All attacked him. Why? Because he said that Israel has to encourage the Arabs to leave. Israel has to get there. There are millions of Arabs in the land of Israel who want to destroy the Jewish state, and Israel should get them out. He said the Jewish state has to survive. You're not going to have peace with people who believe in a religion that calls for your extermination and that have sworn to exterminate you. They're never going to accept your existence. They're going to always work to destroy you, and that we should get them out. That's what he said. He also he was also against Jewish intermarriage with non-Jews and things that the Torah forbids. They said, this is Nuremberg laws. This is Nazism. What are you talking about? That's what they had the nerve to say about our great leader, Rabbi Kahana, for supporting, by the way, what their own fathers and grandfathers all supported. Because every Jew at one time was against intermarriage. If you were a Jew, you were against intermarrying, marrying outside the Jewish faith. And they compare being opposed to marrying outside the Jewish faith so that the Jewish people can exist and following the laws of the Torah, they compared that to the Nazis. This is the type of evil people we're talking about. And so Rabbi Kahana, but he was elected to Knesset in 1984. They let him in the Knesset, and then he was becoming so popular, they were terrified that he might become prime minister. The poll showed him getting 12 to 14 seats. Remember, there are 120 seats in the Knesset. There's 120 seats in the Knesset, and he was getting 12 to 14 seats in the polls. And the polls were showing that if he ran in the next election in 1988 and got 12 to 14 seats, then in the election after that, the majority of people responding to the polls were saying, yes, we wouldn't mind seeing him as prime minister. We could support him as prime minister if he got that big, that type of support. So it looked like he was going to be the third biggest party, the balance of power, and the third biggest party in Israel's Knesset in the election with 12 to 14 seats. And in the election after that, it was looking like he might become the prime minister of Israel, that he may replace the Likud and become the prime minister of Israel. That's what it looked like. So they decided, we're going to ban you. We're going to ban you. The same Israeli Supreme Court banned Rabbi Kahana, and they banned him unanimously. The same Israeli Supreme Court that banned Rabbi Kahana for saying, get our enemies out of the country, get our enemies that want to destroy us out of Israel. That same Israeli Supreme Court allowed Arab terrorist parties that call for the extermination of the Jewish people to run. That isn't racist. Calling for Nazi genocide against the Jewish people is not racist. Calling for the extermination of all non-Muslim infidels, that's not racist. That's what Hezbollah and Hamas call for openly in their founding documents. They openly call for that. They openly call for that on their television stations every day. And Arab Knesset members support them. That's not racist. But Rabbi Kahana saying that people like that, scum like that, should be thrown out of the Jewish state so that we could save Jewish lives and prevent another Holocaust, that's racist. So this is the type of sick anti-Semitic filth that we had running the Israeli Supreme Court, and that still is on the Israeli Supreme Court. And in the Israeli government, all the Israeli political parties turned on Rabbi Kahana. They just wanted his votes and his seats. It was a power play. They knew that this was unjust. They knew this was an outrage. They knew this was a dirty thing they were doing. They knew it was complete, and they did it in the name of democracy. They're doing this in the name of democracy. They're banning people because of their political views, and they're calling that democracy. They knew that what they were doing was fascism and Bolshevism, but they didn't care. These are cheap political whores, the lowest scum of the earth. Yitzhak Shamir did it. The Likud did it. Okay, the parties that eventually became the Jewish Home Party and the Maftal and all these other, but they were part of it. All of them were part of the so-called religious parties. They were all part of the scheme to ban Rabbi Kahana. They were all in on it and supported his banning. No one stood up for justice. No one stood up against this. Not one party in the Knesset stood up against this outrage. And Rabbi Kahana was banned. And the Jewish people didn't get a Jewish prime minister who was going to give us paradise. It would have been like paradise on earth. Can you imagine if then we had gotten the Arabs out and liberated the whole land of Israel and prevented the Oslo? There wouldn't have been the Oslo agreements and all the murder of Jews that took place. And we would have had a free market economy in Israel instead of socialism with Jewish brain power. And then with the big Jewish immigration of our brothers and sisters from the Soviet Union that would have come into Israel. Can you imagine what we could have turned Israel into? We might have brought the Mashiach. We might have brought the Messiah. Rabbi Kahana being prime minister, I think that potentially could have brought the Messiah. That's how great a leader I believe he was. I think he had the potential to bring the final messianic redemption to the Jewish people. But all of these vile people that run Israel, the political class and the elites that run Israel, prevented that. The Likud, the Labor Party, and today all the parties of today, they're all the same. The Jewish Home Party, they're all the same. All the same. Unfortunately, people who call themselves Kahanas today, like Michael Ben-Ari, are now running with the people who banned Rabbi Kahana, who were part of his banning at the time. But in any event, what they did to Rabbi Kahana, now they want to do to Michael Ben-Ari. They prevented Rabbi Kahana from running. They prevented us from having a great Jewish leader who could have become prime minister. They prevented the Jews of Israel from having a true choice of a truly different leader who would have saved the Jewish people and brought this magnificent, miraculous new hope to the Jewish people and to the world. They prevented that. And now, Michael Ben-Ari is no Rabbi Kahana, of course, but still, now they want to do an injustice to him as well. These are also the same people that prevent me from making Aliyah, that prevent me from even setting foot in Israel, because they know that unlike Michael Ben-Ari and Baruch Marzal and these other guys, they know that I'm not going to betray principles. They know that I believe in my principles and I'm going to stand by my principles. And they don't want to see somebody like that in Israel. But in any event, it's a terrible injustice, and this is who is running Israel and ruling Israel. Aren't you glad that at least, finally, JTF is reaching thousands of Israelis, though, with a message telling them about these things, giving the other side for a change? Rabbi Kahana didn't have that opportunity. There was no internet when Rabbi Kahana was banned in the 1980s. He didn't have a chance to reach the people of Israel with his message. After he was banned, he was blacklisted from the media, and he couldn't get his message out. Aren't you glad that with our advertising campaign, we are reaching thousands of Jews, thousands of Israeli Jews in Israel every single day? By the way, our advertising campaign is limited only to Israel. And so everyone seeing our ads are Hebrew-speaking Israeli Jews. And 100% of our audience is in Israel. Thousands every day. Over 1 million Israeli Jews have seen our advertising campaigns that we've done recently. Over 1 million Israeli Jews. The most recent one since the summer, it's almost 700,000. And then we had a campaign before that where hundreds of thousands were reached. So at least we're bringing the truth and protesting and making people aware so that hopefully we'll be able to get the strength to eventually change things and make a difference. Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party do not agree with us on many issues. There are many issues where they don't agree with us, where they want to legalize pot, which we're completely against that. We completely disagree with Feiglin and Zehut on that issue. So we have differences of opinion with them. But they are a party that stands for freedom and liberty for the Jews, and that would give us the opportunity. In Israel, when Moshe Feiglin were prime minister, Chaim Ben Pesach would be allowed to run and speak his mind. or people like Chaim Ben-Pesach would be allowed to run and speak their minds. I don't know how old I'll be by the time he'd become prime minister. I might be too old. I'm already 62 years old, and I don't know how many years it would take for him to actually become prime minister. But if it's not Chaim Ben-Pesach, it'll be someone like Chaim Ben-Pesach, someone younger than me at that time. We're paving the road for that. And I hope we're going to get him in the Knesset. The latest polls show that he's getting in, that he's going to get four seats, the minimum four seats. But it's not sure by any means. It's not certain by any means. We've got to fight to make sure he crosses that threshold. You never know what's going to happen. And they're doing everything they can to defeat him, and there's all types of smears out against him. I want to say something to supporters of Otzma and Michael Ben-Ari, and it's something that we said in our Hebrew video. We invite those people to join Zehut and Moshe Feiglin. Because in Zehut and Moshe Feiglin, in the Zehut party of Moshe Feiglin, there will be a push to change the Supreme Court. And Moshe Feiglin will not be silent when injustices like this take place. There'll be a push to change the Supreme Court of Israel so that we won't have a situation where people are banned by radical left judges. So, again, the stronger Zehut gets, the less likely it is that injustices like this will continue to take place. And for that reason, among others, we urge people who support Ben-Ari and these other, the Otzma party, we urge them to support Zehut in the upcoming election. This is the battle we're fighting. It's a tough battle. It's an uphill battle. But at least we're not just speaking to ourselves. We're reaching thousands of Jews with our advertising campaign every day. So at least we're reaching people with the message. Is that good enough? Of course it's not good enough. Of course it's not. We want to reach millions of people. But we are reaching people. We are bringing the truth to people. And we're going to continue this fight. And if you agree that that's important, then you're in the right place. If we work together as a team, we can still make this a better world. We can change history. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben-Pesach. Shalom.